Now, boys and girls, last week I told you about one of the great parables, in fact, the greatest parable of all that our Lord Jesus Christ ever told when he was in this world of ours. It's called the parable of the sower, you remember, and it's how a man went out to sow seed in the field and how some of the seed fell on bad ground and some fell on good ground. Some fell on ground that was full of thistles and rocks and so on. And of course, our Lord then told the meaning of the parable. And the meaning of the parable really is how people listen to the word of God and how they receive the word of God into their hearts and into their minds. Now, you remember that a parable is called an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. In other words, our Lord told stories in that sense that everybody would have been able to recognize, but then he gave the great meaning of those things that he told. And when our Lord taught people in that way, then that was called a parable, our Lord teaching people by parables. Now, for this morning, I want to keep in the parables that our Lord Jesus Christ told. You remember, he did great works, of course, to show that he was the Son of God who was to come. And then he spoke these great words also. And many of the words he spoke in parables. Now, some of the parables were long. They were long kind of stories in that way. Some of them were very short. And this morning I want to tell you about three parables that our Lord told one after the other. Two of them are quite short and the other is a bit longer. So I'll tell you the parables and then I'll tell you the reason why our Lord spoke the parables. The first one was about a shepherd. And our Lord Jesus Christ told the people that were standing around, there was a shepherd and he had 100 sheep. One day he came to count his sheep and he discovered that one of the sheep was missing. Well, what the shepherd did was this, of course, says our Lord. He went out to look for the lost sheep and he searched everywhere. He looked all over the place and eventually he found the lost sheep. Put it up on his shoulders, he said, and he carried it back and he said to all the other shepherds, rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep that was lost. That's the first parable that our Lord told about the shepherd who had lost a sheep and found his lost sheep. Then the second parable that he told was about a woman who lost a coin. And she lost a coin. She knew she lost it somewhere in the house. So the Lord says she took her brush. She began to brush everywhere into all the corners. And she took a candle, took a light. She began to look in all the corners. And suddenly she found her lost coin. And the Lord says she went to all the other women round about her neighbours. And she said, rejoice with me. I have found the coin that was lost. So the second parable was about a woman who lost a coin and found a coin again. And then the third parable that our Lord told was about this young man. This young man went to his father one day and he said, give me all the money that would be mine when you die. I want to go. We would say today, I want to do my own thing, boys and girls. And so he got, the father gave him the money, and away went the young man into a far country, says the Lord. And that simply means far, far away from where his father's house was. But when he got into that far country, fell into sin, began to do all kinds of things that he shouldn't have done, spent all his money, all the friends that he had when he had money, when he had no money, discovered he didn't have any friends anymore. And he was so low, couldn't get anything to do, and he went and he began to feed pigs. Now that was a very low thing for people to do if they were Jewish people in those days. And you know, while he did that, says the Lord, he was so hungry that he began to eat the food that the pigs were eating. That's what our Lord told them. Then one day, the young man, says the Lord, he came to his senses and he said, you know, back in my father's house, there's plenty of food. There's plenty of bread. There's everything that I need. And he says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to my father and I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. Make me like one of your servants, just like one of your servants. And so he went to his father, says the Lord. And when his father saw him coming, although he was still away down the road, his father came and ran and threw his arms round him And he welcomed him back again. The young man said, I have sinned against you. Make me like one of your servants. But the father said, this is my son. He was dead, as though he was dead. But he's alive again, and he's returned to me. So you have the parable of the shepherd who lost the sheep, and the woman who lost the coin, and the man who lost his son. Now, why did the Lord tell those things? Well, he was speaking to a lot of people, you see, who thought they didn't need a saviour, and they couldn't understand Jesus because he was associating with sinners and speaking to sinners. And he says, you see, in fact, I'm come to seek and to save that which is lost. I'm come to be a saviour. And what would you expect a saviour to do but speak to sinners so that they might be saved? What would you expect a shepherd to do if he lost a sheep? You would expect him to go and seek for the sheep and find it. What would you expect a woman to do if she lost a coin? She would sweep the house until she found it. What would you expect a father to do if his son came back to him really sorry for the things that he did? And so our Lord is telling these people that he had come into the world to seek out men and women. And men and women, young people, boys and girls, once they know they have sinned against God, they can come to God. Just like the young man was able to come back to his father. So our Lord is saying, men and women and young people, boys and girls, when they know that they have sinned against God, they can come to God and God will forgive them for their sins. So think of the shepherd with his lost sheep, the woman with her lost coin, the son with his lost son, the man with his lost son. And think of all that that means, that Jesus came into the world to be our saviour from our sins. And when we come to God through Jesus Christ the Lord, then he receives us to himself and forgives us for our sins. Learn what our Lord Jesus Christ said, boys and girls, because it's by believing what Christ said that we indeed are forgiven and we become his children.